NASA's new target window for its Artemis 1 launch opens just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, but it could be postponed again until Labor Day if the weather doesn't cooperate. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Aaron Lee, assistant professor in the St. Mary's College Department of Physics and Astronomy. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Now, the launch on Monday was scrubbed due to some cooling systems not working properly in one of the engines. There are some questions as to whether the system wasn't working properly or whether it was a sensor. But that aside, is that the kind of thing that's easy to fix?
First, thank you for having me and good morning. These are things that happen. You know, you have to also remember that if you're launching a multi-billion dollar object into space, you want everything perfect. Anything that makes you raise an eyebrow is something you want to double and triple and quadruple check. So these little issues, right, whether it was a sensor or not, let's make sure we have everything on top, or that we're on top of everything before we, you know, launch that thing into the sky.
Now, there are a lot of firsts with this Artemis mission. First of all, the rocket could be the most powerful ever to launch from Earth. Then when the Orion capsule is launched into orbit, it could be the fastest ever human-rated spacecraft. How important is all of this?
Well, space, excuse my language, but the way I teach in class is that space is hella big. And getting around even just the solar system, it's 250,000 miles to the moon. So with this mission where we are finally returning to the moon, a person has not been on the moon since 1972, and we are using this as the first steps towards getting mankind to land on Mars, which is millions and millions of miles away. So these things can make a big difference if you're trying to navigate just the solar system, let alone the cosmos.
And what are some of the long and short-term goals of this mission?
So the Artemis 1 mission, with the goal is more robotics, and it's kind of testing kind of the launching and shuttling and eventually return to Earth, with the goal of the Artemis 2 and Artemis 3 missions, kind of testing how we might safely land and then depart from the moon. And then eventually, I believe it's the Artemis 3 mission, which I think has a 2025 goal of actually sending someone back to the moon.
And how important is that?
Well, it's very exciting for the astronomical community. Again, it's been 1972, Apollo 17, rather, was the last time we landed on the moon. From a science perspective, I'm really excited about being able to go back to the moon and kind of do science experiments. I am really excited at the idea that we will see someone walk around on Mars in our lifetimes. And to be able to send someone personally to a place to study it can really invigorate and just propel forward a lot of the scientific progress we've been able to make on the moon and eventually on Mars.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and offering us your expertise. Aaron Lee is assistant professor in the St. Mary's College Department of Physics and Astronomy.